Available in all states.
Hey, Carl, how is it you're always golfing? I thought you owned a business.
I own a recent Irby's robot franchise, Bob.
Robots? What do they do?
They serve 7 flavors of delicious frozen yogurt in just 60 seconds with a choice of 6 tasty toppings. Well, I've got robots in malls, movie theaters, and hospitals, and the franchisor secured these locations for me.
Sounds so easy.
Yep, managing my robots is simple. Each takes about 2 hours of maintenance a week, leaving me plenty of time to practice my short game.
Oh, nice shot. Looks like I need to get some Reese and Irby's robots.
Easiest employees you'll ever have. Just go to frailfranchising.com. Reese and Irby's will supply everything you need. They even secure you high traffic locations. Hey, where are you going?
To learn more about a Reese and Irby's franchise opportunity.
To learn more about your Reese and Irby's Froyo robot franchise opportunity, go now to froyofranchising.com and use promo code 2828. froyofranchising.com, promo code 2828. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 2828.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Never has there been a president, with few exceptions, in the case of FDR, he had a major depression to handle, who's passed more legislation, who's done more things than what we've done.
Not all of it, though, has been the big game. Not all of it is that stuff out there that a lot of people are looking to, like health care and all this stuff. That stuff's not pushed through. That's what people want. A lot of what you've done is squirrel hunting. It's not on you. Can't blame everything on you. A lot of that's going to get blamed on you because, like everything, you are the coach, right? Everything in this world, you're the man who's sitting at the top of it. You're the CEO of the company. If something goes south, people are looking to you. You're the president of the United States. You have both houses, Congress. You have everything that at your disposal. Now you don't have that mass majority that you need to make everything that much easier. But still, you're supposed to be the great negotiator. Healthcare, taxes, the wall. Oh, and regulations and other things. Some of that stuff you're rolling back, it's by, you know, hey, I'm signing an executive order that can be undone real quick. But this big stuff, people are looking, they're wondering, where is it? Where is it? I can't blame you. Others will. Because this is going to fall at the feet of the Republicans. Right there. It's going to fall at the feet of the Republicans. And you know what? They're going to be in a lot of trouble if they can't get some of these things through. I've heard that healthcare is essentially dead. Here's the thing. It's dead. What are you going to do? It's dead. Okay, fix it. What do you mean? Well, fix it. If it's dead, why can't you fix it? Because it's already dead. So somebody's got to do something. Why aren't you talking? The Democrats are going to obstruct. They're going to block. They're going to do all of that. Will the media call them out? Probably not, although they should be. They let this thing die for a long time, knowing full well that you and everybody else out there were struggling along the way. And what have they done? I'm curious. How have they fixed it? What have they done to fix this? Not a lot. But now it's down there in the Senate. They got new rules, new things they got to do. They got to try to get this thing to the point where they can get, hey, the votes that they need. And they're looking at it saying, if they change it here and there, it's not going to be enough to really make a dent in your life. It may help a few. It may hurt a few. But overall, it's going to look exactly the same. That doesn't fix any of the problems that people are having right now and the frustration that people are having. Go big or go home. It's going to land at their feet. Trump started out the day with not getting good news when it came to his travel ban, but something I'm sure he was prepared for.
These are very dangerous times, and we need every available tool at our disposal to prevent terrorists from entering the United States and committing acts of bloodshed and violence.
Ninth Circuit did what the Ninth Circuit does and said, nothing. Sorry. We read your tweets. We heard what you had to say, and we're the most liberal court in the land, and we get overturned, you know, at just ridiculous amount of times, 80%+. And so at this point in time, we're going to say no. and your travel ban is the no-go, and it's going to be to the Supreme Court we go again, because this is what this president's going to be about. He's going to have a fast track to the Supreme Court because he is going to need it, and they're hoping that SCOTUS is going to uphold it.
We continue to be confident that the president's executive order to protect this country is fully lawful and ultimately will be upheld by the Supreme Court.
We'll find out. We'll find out if that's true or not. But here's the one thing the president has going for. All right? And this is something that's big, and it's huge. It's bigly. Right? This is bigly. Something that's bigly is small business and businesses across the board are doing all they can to find people to come work for them because they see that the marketplace is starting to open up and they're feeling good about it. And if you've got a GDP that is growing, if people have more money in their paychecks, more money in their 401ks, more money in their savings, and they're not living paycheck to paycheck and stressing about it, all of the other noise eventually slows down and or dies away because people are happy with what they've got going on when it comes to their fiscal world, which makes their life 1,000 times easier. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. Michael in Indy, what's happening?
Hey, you know, man, I was going to say this health care and everything, everybody just sort of sit back, relax, because it's going to take time. Because when you have the money that's involved, and the Democrats can say what they want, they're involved in that money train as well. And as long as you have over 4 lobbyists for every senator and congressman that is willing to put their hand in your pocket, line it with money, representing, you know, corporations and all, let's admit it, health care is a monopoly. As long as insurance companies cannot cross state lines and truly make a competitive, you know, marketplace, nothing's going to change. And when you have doctors that are forming health networks, you know, 10, 15 of them, it's price fixing. I mean, people get over it. And unless we have a few more elections and we truly drain the swamp and vote out all of the deadwood, meaning the career politicians, nothing is going to change.
No, Michael, you're absolutely right. Appreciate that, man. Thanks so much. And you know what? One thing the Democrats have screamed about forever is the money that's in politics. But the thing is, while they're screaming there's money in politics and the Republicans don't fight it as much as they should, both sides take the money. Both sides are fine with the money. Both sides get the big $1,000 plate dinners. Both sides get the handshake and, hey, let's go away for the weekend. Both sides enjoy it. Lobbyists are there, and you know what? They're not doing anything illegal, but in truth, politicians don't represent you or I. They represent the lobbyists that are there and what they think is the best thing for the people based on what the lobbyists feel, and that's not right. But I'm going to tell you guys this, that they better understand something. At some point in time, they're going to screw up. They're going to the trough, and the trough is full, and it's continuing to be full because nobody's really pushing it the way it should be pushed. Nobody's negotiating. Nobody's trying to come up with the solution that's out there. And there is a solution out there. Is it perfect? No, but nothing in the world is perfect. But they're eventually going to get to the point where that trough is going to start to run dry, and eventually the government comes in across the board and starts to take stuff over, which is going to piss us off, which is going to piss you off, which is going to piss everybody off. But people are going to scream loud enough, and they're going to get enough people to get angry enough to start putting in people that will change that across the board. And it doesn't have to be a long time. We talked about it last hour. Macron is the new president of France. His party did not exist 18 months ago. By that, I mean, it wasn't a fledgling party. There was no party. He created something, and in 18 months, not only did he become president, right, of France, he now has a party that is looking to take over 577 seats and have a majority there, and that is amazing. Think about it. If 2018 comes, and out of nowhere, we have got enough people who have created a new party that they make massive waves. It doesn't take a lot, but the frustration that people are feeling is real. And while paychecks may start to rise, while we may have opportunities across the board when it comes to growth in the economy and maybe a better opportunity to go in and fix taxes, if we don't get a handle on health care and the spending and start to create a competitive atmosphere, it's going to blow up in their face, and they're no longer going to go to the trough because the trough will be broken and nothing will be put into it anymore. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Speaking of making sure you got some protection, summer's here. People are going to be traveling all over the place. What are you doing to make sure your car has all the protection it needs should something go wrong? Because driving season is in full effect. Do what I do. All right? I got Betty, my new car that I love. By new, I mean it's still older, but it's new and I love it. Guess what? Betty is fully protected because I got extended vehicle service protection from CarShield. I don't know about you, but I'm not great mechanically. But I do know that water pump is going to cost you $500-$600. Placing your air conditioner is $1,500, and we all need air in the heat. And new engine, transmission stuff, those are upwards of $5,000 for a new engine. Transmission's a couple grand, and then some. And let's not forget about the fact your computer is, your car is a computer. It's got all electronic gizmos and gadgets. Those things cost $1,000 here, $1,000 there to fix. Ah, CarShield takes all that stress away. It takes it all away. And that's what's amazing. You can have your favorite mechanic work on it. So you pick the mechanic. 24/7 roadside assistance, rental car while your car's in the shop, and they deal with the mechanic directly, paying that mechanic to make sure that the mechanic gets paid and you don't front any dollars out of your pocket. That is amazing. CarShield's paid close to $2 billion, with a B, billion, in claims. They're ready to help you save yourself from high repair bills. Get covered by CarShield like I did before something goes wrong. Call 800-CAR-6100, mention code Benson, B-E-N-S-O-N, or you can visit carshield.com. Use code Benson, save yourself 10%. Carshield.com, code Benson, save yourself 10%. A deductible may apply. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Get oily, greasy takeout when you can have fresh Chad 24/7. Free of charge at ChadBensonShow.com. Click on Chad's podcast and enjoy freshly canned Chad. Catch the Chad Benson Show on iTunes, too. And nibble to your heart's content.
Ooh, how about that? Hey, nibble. Text the program. People texting in. A lot of that about Bob, the socialist slash communist lover, who's also called Phil back and said that capitalism is essentially evil, especially when it comes to, what was it, the CEOs of healthcare groups?
That was it.
You know what, though? Okay. It's funny how we'll go after CEOs of healthcare. Nobody goes after CEOs of, I just talked about a soccer player who was going to get 120 million euros a year, about 150 grand, 150 million a year, tax-free. Nobody goes after him, right? Nobody goes after it. Well, it's funny how we pick and choose, like who we have a disdain for based on the fact that some people look at healthcare as an absolute divine right. As a human being, it's a right for us to have. It is. That's it. That's the way some people look at it. Other people look at it as, you know what? It's a choice and it's a privilege. It is. We shouldn't let people die on the streets, but at the same time, you know, got to figure out a way to take care of yourself. Let's see. Your texter writes in, after all the name calling and mudslinging Trump's done over the years, I've got no sympathy for whining. He led the charge in Obama birth certificate. Can't stand the heat. Stay out of the kitchen. Look, there's something to that. He does sling a lot of arrows. But what I pointed out to the guy is, look, truth. Well, that's very true. How many people took him very seriously about it? Obama got a lot of protection from the media. And most of that was the big mainstream media. ABCs, NBCs, CBSs, the CNNs, the MSNBC world, where Trump had Fox, Breitbart, few other places that would listen to what he had to say when it came to the birther. And even then, they didn't listen too hard. It was mostly some of the fringe groups. So he's faced a lot of it. But you know what? He does a lot of that to himself. He does a lot of that to himself. A lot of people about Bob What was Bob the Social? What was that guy trying to explain on how communism is a good thing? I love your answer. I'm not sharing. It was Bob, not sharing my things. Communism is not a good thing. And as you know, Bob tried to say socialism's not bad. Communism, everything on paper looks great. Like, we're all going to share. Everybody's going to do stuff. But as we all know, human beings aren't equal. They don't put equal effort in. They don't put equal time or equal money in. And when the government starts to take things over, do you really want more and more of your government? Ask the American Indian, right, the Native Americans, how they feel about the socialism that the government has given them. Ask them. Ask our veterans about, hey, we're all going to we're going to pitch in, and it's free health care, and it's sharing, and that socialist, like, doesn't work that way. You know, we've tried it before here. The settlers tried it. It just doesn't work. It doesn't. Sorry. You know, it all sounds great that we're all going to do, but we all don't do. That's just it. We all expect everybody to put in the same day's work, doing the same thing over and over. Capitalism is the greatest invention and idea in human history, not American history, in human history. But free markets aren't always free. Free markets aren't always free. As much as we scream we want free markets, we always go look at the free markets that we're supposed to have and how free marketed we are in this country. We're not. We're not free marketed at all. Regulation, overregulation, quadruple regulation, it takes away from a lot of that stuff. Communism, socialism, if these things are so great, why is Venezuela look like it is? Why did they build a wall? It wasn't to keep people out. It was to keep people in. I'm always curious about that. How do you think people in Cuba feel about communism? We got free health care and? Yeah. We all stand around looking at each other, dreaming of the day that we can take a half-used microwave oven along with a few small supplies and a broken refrigerator and paddle 90 miles to the shore of America for freedom. Little things. Sounds great, right? Everything's great. We're all equal. Everybody's getting the same stuff. But life's not equality. I'm going to watch a basketball game tonight. There is one player that is not equal than the rest. And there's three or four players that are not equal to the rest of them. Life's not equal. LeBron James puts out a lot more than he actually even gets back than what he's worth. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. Text the program, as always, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Can I just say this? Chelsea Manning is speaking. Is that a good or bad thing? I think it may be not the best thing for her. I really don't. But I've got a theory on why Chelsea Manning is speaking. Hero or anti-hero? Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thoughts and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Chelsea Manning, I thought, would go away. I thought Chelsea Manning, when he got out of jail, kiss the ground that she is now walking on of freedom and take her life and maybe write a book somewhere down the line. But for all intents and purposes, it would be quiet because you never know what could happen. And there still is the potential chance as they appeal it. You know, you just never know. You just don't know. Well, tomorrow night, Chelsea Manning is going to talk on Nightline, and we got some of the excerpts from it. But I will say why it's important now is because all the stuff that's going on right now, right? We've got the collusion. We've got all the stuff happening with the DNC. We have all of this stuff swirling around the president and the people. Who knew what? What knew? It's at this point in time, it is somewhat relevant how we look at certain people. And Chelsea talking. She's going to be on tomorrow night with Juju Chang.
Do you feel as though you owe the American public an apology?
I've accepted responsibility. No one told me to do this. Nobody directed me to do this. This is me. It's on me.
Taking full blame. It's on me. Because I think there's a perception, and I still feel I think there's a perception that I think it's very real, even though tomorrow I think she'll spin it as she was the Lone Ranger in a lot of this stuff, that the likes of the WikiLeaks and some of the other people, I don't want to say outsmarted, then Bradley Manning, now Chelsea Manning, but definitely had a much different reason to do what they did. And some of it had to do with fame, and some of it had to do with their own egos and eventually money. So I think it wasn't just, you know, the Snowdens and the WikiLeaks, you know, Julian Assange's of the world. I think, in fairness, not saying that Chelsea is stupid, I'm not saying that, but I think that that there was more to them than I think Chelsea wants to believe.
One could argue you took an oath to defend the Constitution against enemies.
Right.
Do you feel like you betrayed that oath?
No, I think I stuck to it. I have a responsibility to the public. It's not just about, we all have a responsibility.
I don't know. In the future and through history, these people are going to be judged. And for some, as we look back over what, let's be real, what our government has done. And the spying that our government has done. It's uncomfortable. It is. Eat ourselves up from the middle, from the inside, and that people would start to give away some of their freedoms in hopes of having safety. And then if you start to do that, what happens? They take more and more, and they take more and more, and they take more and more. I respect Chelsea Manning more than I respected the deserter, Bo Bergdahl. I'll tell you that right now. That I will say. I respect Chelsea Manning more than Bo Bergdahl.
Do you think you made an impact for the better? What do you think about the military today?
The people who are in the military work very hard, often for not much money, to make their country better and to protect their country. I have nothing but utmost respect for the military.
We'll see. I want to see. I'm interested. And I said I thought it was strange that she was coming out at this moment in time. At it in such a way that you thought that, you know what, you thank your lucky stars that you've got your sentence commuted and you got out of jail when you still had a long time to serve. You thank your lucky stars and you go away and you want to be more of a thorn. But then I thought to myself, or do you become an activist and as loud as possible, and in doing so, make it so it's almost impossible to go and to essentially make you disappear or shut up? That's something that you could sit back and you think, well, is that real? Yeah, is that real? If you're her. But you don't know, because I think, like a lot of things, legacy. And when you look back, we may look back and go, Chelsea Manning, I've got more respect for Chelsea Manning than I do for Snowden. Because Chelsea faced music that Snowden never had. He ran. While he may have alerted us to stuff that we all kind of knew was going on, we didn't get to the extent it was going on. But didn't you always kind of figure that, we're kind of being spied on, right? After 9/11, we gave the government a lot of power with that Patriot Act, and the next thing you know, they started playing with it here, playing with it there, doing a little bit of this, doing a little bit of that, and the next thing you know, this is where we are. And because for some people, and we have to have some of that going on, but because of our political correctness, it's an all or nothing kind of thing is the way people view it. Because of political correctness, we know exactly what we're looking for. Look. There's a bunch of Nazis. There's a bunch of crazy white national separatist movements that you should be spying on and trying to get yourself in there. And there's a bunch of mosques and people around this country who, in fairness, we've got to take a look at in a much different way. We do. We absolutely do. Over the weekend in Indianapolis, they talked about it again because that billboard is up, And, you know, people are still talking about the billboard and all of that stuff. And you know, we are a country that is, we're at war with a culture and an ideology that's evil. And it's not just us, it's the West, and it's the Western culture. But to blame all Muslims is wrong. We get that. It's absolutely wrong. But we also know what we're looking for. I think if you're, you know, if you're looking for causes and start a revolution, spy the hell out of them. I think most of you will agree with that. Just like any organization, whether it be the Cambino crime family, right? Whether it be the, you know, any of these groups, you want to do what you can to find out what you can about them. But there's also a lot of people here that we recognize there are issues that are inside the communities of many of, not many, well, a good portion of them, inside some of the Muslim communities where there are sects inside of there who don't agree with the West and who want different things than what we want. But we can't, you know, we're just talking about stuff like that. Say, oh my God, you can't talk about stuff like that because that's racism. We got to stop throwing around words like that and let's just be honest. I'm all for going after all of the super insane groups that are hiding across Idaho and all crazy wooded places who are waiting for the revolution that's never going to happen. I got no problem with that. I don't. If you think that they're going to come out and get us, well, we got to take a step back and look. If they're preaching hate and they're looking to do some stuff and you think and you can put some people in there, you can find some informants. You know what's funny is people will call me and say, or they'll text me and they'll say, well, I just think that's wrong. I don't think we should be doing any of that. Because we put informants inside of crime families. We put informants inside of outlaw motorcycle gangs. We put informants everywhere. Why is it okay? Talked about in at a big rally, and they talked about the billboard.
Its message is it's inaccurate, and it incites anti-Muslim violence.
Your opinion? I think some of it's factual, not true, but you know, it's about truth. It's about making. Last night, Alex Jones is on with Kelly. Not many people saw it. Why is that? Because she's going up against 60 people. She's going up against the juggernaut. But what does he do? He screams, Newtown. He screams, you know, guess what? It's not even real. It's fake. And it's just all a bunch of craziness. He screams that it's an inside job for 9/11. Doesn't have any answers. Because it's not about the answers. And it's being loud. It's about being boisterous. It's about creating headlines. It's not about facts. That billboard was factual truth. It was about creating a controversy, talking about in a way that people start, oh my God, this, that, and the other. And all of a sudden, people are paying attention to something, even if it's not truthful. Doesn't matter. Come out and say the most outlandish things. That's what so many of these people do. That's how they get people to pay attention to them. And they prey on the weakness and their ignorance because they're not going to really go in depth to see if something's real or not. Because most people don't have the time or the want. And for some people, they believe it. Some people absolutely believe it. But this is one of those things where there's a billboard. It's offensive to some people. Beauty of art. We have that freedom. We talked about a guy in Pakistan earlier today whose freedoms he doesn't have anymore. And he's been sentenced to death for a blasphemy post on Facebook that he wrote. Honest in this country and the things that we need to be looking for. And so what happens is we can't just pick and choose. We just have to blanket spot all of us. And when you start saying things like, I know they're spying on me, but I got nothing to hide. That's not the point. I got nothing to hide either, but I'm uncomfortable with the fact that, you know what? I'm uncomfortable with the fact that people knows what I want to do all the time. Right? I'm uncomfortable with the fact that put something in a search engine. Guess what? That advertising stuff pops up that you looked at 2 days ago, 4 days ago, 5 days ago, 5 minutes. Think about that with the government. How goes 10 of it all? So when we start to give away a portion of our freedoms for the sake of safety, and look, we want our police, we want our FBI, we want our intelligence to be able to do their jobs. We need them to be able to do their jobs to protect us, because that's what they're paid for. That's their job. But at what cost? And the fact that we've allowed ourselves to not go after the people that we know that we should be looking at and for across the board, whether it's the neo-Nazis, power, super nationalistic people who were, a different nation for white people only, and who hate anything that's, you know, they're anti-Semitic, they're anti, gay, we should be looking at them just like we look at the Gambino crime families. Just like we look at the Yakuza or the Chinese mafia, just like we look at the outlaw motorcycle gangs, same thing in Moscow across this country. Al Walkey, the guy who essentially pioneered the whole rise of ICE and all these kind of things, he was in San Diego. He was in Maryland. He was here. Just need to pay attention. But blanket everybody? It's a question. How much do you, your safety, your freedoms, are you willing to give up your freedoms? Because you know a yard, when they take a yard, it's over. Because the next one is going to be 10, the next one's going to be 100, the next one's going to be a mile, and then you don't recognize it anymore. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com. Text the program, 323-538-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Need to sit there foaming at the mouth? Jump in and get whatever off your chest. Call Chad at 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. Woo, now doesn't that feel better?
Yeah, kind of. Feels a little bit better on this beautiful Monday. Play the hits with the 80s, 90s. Wait, no, we're not. We're not playing any of the hits. I did not know we were playing the hits. Nobody told. I thought we were playing the hits. Texting in about the billboard. Why are people so upset about it? Doesn't mention Muhammad. I think it's an implication of who who they're talking about, right? You know who they're talking about. That's it. You know who they're talking about. You do. You do. And as a Christian, ask yourself this. How would you feel if it was Jesus that they had said things about? I remember, what was that? Was it the last temptation of Christ? Remember how big that was and the controversy and the whole because of the sex and the whole. I mean, and that was a massive controversy back before there was any kind of social media or people could have an outcry of anger immediately and it could spread like wildfire. So, I mean, look. Now, did people go out and burn things? Did people go out and, blow things up? Did people do any of those things? No. But I'm asking you to think about it for a second. Think about it. But it's about outrage. It's about grabbing people. That's what a lot of this is. It's about grabbing people. So much of this, and it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if it's the mainstream media or if it's talk show host or if it's a blogger or if it's a vlogger. Or any of the, it's not about the truth. It's about the interest. I say it all the time. I don't care if I'm right or wrong, but I'm interesting. It's easy to come on. Let me tell you something. We try to throw 1,000 things at you during the day. We probably do 15 stories, 10 stories throughout the day, right? And depending on the day and the importance of certain top stories, that may carry more weight throughout the day than other times. But we talk about everything we possibly can. And it's incredible what they do. I can throw crazy stuff out there. It ain't hard, right? I mean, I can go out there and just throw a bunch of just wacky stuff off there. And people go, oh, that's not hard. That's the easiest thing in the world. Go to the front page of the Drudge and just, there are several hosts out there who they go to the front page of the Drudge, they pick two stories, and they do it all day. They do it all day. And TV news is not much different anymore. It's they pick one or two stories that are going to grab headlines, going to grab eyeballs, and going to get people to pay attention to them, but not based in a lot of reality. But is it interesting? Because everything now in politics and pop culture and in issues across the board, you've got to have a hook to it to get people to pay attention. Otherwise, they don't. It's just not there. If it's not interesting, nobody cares. I don't care if I'm right or wrong. Am I interesting? Well, I want to be right as more times than I'm wrong. But I'll admit it. I'm going to be wrong at times. I'm no better of an American than you or anybody else. I always say people do, you're a great American. I'm just a dude. I'm just a guy. That's it. Maybe that's my problem. Maybe we need to scream and yell more. I don't know. You can text the program 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. I will say this, when it comes to baseball, they have their draft. It started today. The number one draft pick is a kid from San Juan Capistrano High School. J. Sierra Catholic High School is where he's from in San Juan Capistrano. He is 17. He's the number one overall pick, and the Twins have already said that they put aside $7.7 million for him as a signing bonus. Let the fun begin for a 17-year-old who is just now graduating in the next couple days and who's going to have a chance. Do you want to play baseball during the summer or do you want to go to college? Because you can't get a higher draft pick than number one. But is that enough money? $7.7 million for a 17-year-old? It's a question. I'm going to say yes for me, but I don't have those kind of skills. Maybe not for him. Maybe he dreams of playing at, you know, Cal State Fullerton or somewhere like that. Solid fun show today. Text the program always 323-538-2423. Follow along, as always, through all of the media, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, Chad Benson Show, Facebook. Go like it, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. For Anthony, for Phil, my name is Chad Benson. As always, I bid you all adieu on this Monday night. Night-night, Jack.
This is the Chad Benson Show.